This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I will stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Still on the air, still fighting the forces of censorship, fighting for the First Amendment. I'm Joel Gilbert, guest hosting this hour, coming to you from the People's Republic of California, right from the left coast. You know me as a frequent guest of Alex, filmmaker. Don't forget the new film, Trump, the Art of the Insult. Buy it in the InfoWars store. Support InfoWars, Trump, the Art of the Insult. Got a lot to cover this hour. We're going to first get started by talking about John Kerry. John Kerry, we had news this past week undermining the United States once again. He's been illegally advising and negotiating with the Iranian regime how to deal with and overcome Donald Trump's sanctions, trying to salvage the badly flawed Iranian nuclear deal. Now, remember, Obama's notorious 2015 nuclear deal transferred billions of dollars on pallets in cash to the world's leading exporter of terrorism, and it gave them a pathway to acquire nuclear weapons at the end of 10 years. That would be 2025. Now, Obama and Kerry did not take the deal to Congress because it had no support. It was just a personal deal between Obama and the Iranians. And Trump canceled the deal, of course, and slammed Iran with new sanctions. So John Kerry goes to Paris to meet with the Iranians and undermine U.S. policy. Let's play this short video reminding us, because we've seen this movie once before. I want to see John Kerry before Congress, 1971. Let's remind ourselves what he was up to. Okay, we'll bring that up next segment. I'm going to bring on Frank Hawkins, has written an article. He is the former U.S. Army intelligence officer, Associated Press foreign correspondent. And his new article, American Thinker, is John Kerry, a traitor for the ages. And Frank, are you there? Welcome back to the show.
Yes, thanks very much. It's good to be back, Joel.
Okay, so first of all, we got just 2 minutes before the break, then we'll take it up again with a video. What did John Kerry do in the Vietnam era? How much time did he serve in Vietnam? And what did he do as soon as he came back?
A couple of things. Starting off, Kerry served the normal tour of duty for someone serving in Vietnam was 1 year. Kerry served a total of 4 months. And the reason he got out early was because he had received a number of medals, including 3 Purple Hearts. The Purple Heart, of course, being the medal that you are awarded if you were wounded while under fire in a combat situation. He had a Silver Star, and I think he also had a bronze medal. It was well established some time ago by John O'Neill, who wrote a book together with Jerome Corsi, who, of course, is very familiar to this audience. And basically, he ended up faking those medals. He was able to game the system, and it was a totally despicable bit of business.
Okay, well, I want to remind everyone, we are taking calls all this hour. The phone number is 1-877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539, 789-ALEX. You can call and talk to myself and our guests. So we're going to come back after the break, continue with Frank Hawkins about John Kerry, who apparently we know now faked his injuries to serve only 4 months, apparently only enough time to get some film footage to come back and testify before Congress and begin his political career. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes with Frank Hawkins, former AP foreign correspondent, on John Kerry, the traitor. Right back with you.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert coming to you from the People's Republic of California. We're continuing to take calls, 877-789-ALEX. And we're talking about John Kerry, part of the resistance ever since he came back from Vietnam. He's been advising the Iranians how to deal with Donald Trump and overcome the U.S. sanctions. Frank Hawkins wrote an article for The American Thinker called John Kerry, a Traitor for the Ages. Let's play a quick clip of John Kerry in Congress when he came back from Vietnam.
We rationalized destroying villages in order to save them. We saw America lose her sense of morality as she accepted very coolly a me lie and refused to give up the image of American soldiers that hand out chocolate bars and chewing gum. We learned the meaning of free fire zones, shoot anything that moves, and we watched while America placed a cheapness on the lives of Orientals.
Okay, Frank, so tell us about what John Kerry was up to in Congress, slandering the United States, slandering the U.S. military, and what was he trying to accomplish, and then what did he do and talk about his meetings with the Viet Cong in Paris at that time?
Well, let me just point out, and it's very important to understand this piece of it. At the time that he testified in this Senate committee, and at the time that he went to Paris and met with both the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese, he at that time was in fact still a reserve Navy officer. So that's an important piece of background to understand what was going on when he went to Paris. And at that same time, by the way, Henry Kissinger was involved in negotiating an end to the war with the communists. So and later at one point, Kerry admitted, he said, "I've been to Paris. I've talked with both delegations of the peace talks. That is to say, the Democrat Republic of Vietnam and the Provisional Revolutionary Government." And so he admitted what he'd done. That was most astonishing of all. I mean, the clear violation of the Logan Act. A lot of people don't know, Joel, that during that time, he also published his own book. And by the way, I have a copy of that book. And it is despicable what he did there. And one of the things he wrote in that book was he said, "We are probably angriest about all that we were told about Vietnam and the mystical war. Did you get that? Mystical war against communism." He went on to say that a new soldier, and by the way, that was the name of his book, The New Soldier. He said, "A new soldier has returned to America, to a nation torn apart by the killing we were asked to do. He said, we will not quickly join those who march on Veterans Day. We will not readily join the American Legion or the veterans of foreign wars. We will not take solace from the creation of monuments." And, you know, since I have written this article and one of the other articles that I wrote for The American Thinker, that referenced Kerry as one of the most as the most destructive America in my lifetime. It's amazing how many Vietnam vets have been in touch with me via email or by phone or whatever, and almost every one of them were aware of what traitorous behavior that Kerry undertook and what he'd done. And I tell you what, Joel, the anger is still out there among those vets, and it's very deep.
Okay, let's put up that tweet from President Trump where he talks about John Kerry needing to be investigated for violations of the Constitution and the Logan Act, where he's talking about this is a violation of U.S. law. You cannot go and negotiate with foreign adversaries. That's only the role of the U.S. government. Let's go real quick to we got Chris in Alabama. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show with myself and Frank Hawkins.
Hi, I'm Chris from Alabama. John Kerry should be indicted, and although I have a lot of friends in the military and stuff, he should be brought in and indicted and prosecuted, because the way I feel, he should be put in front of a fire squad and shot, because what he's doing is wrong.
Okay, Frank, give us some other highlights of John Kerry between betraying the United States with the Vietnamese to betraying the United States with the Iranians all in Paris. What are some of the other highlights or lowlights of his career? I think he also went to Nicaragua and cozied up to the Sandinistas. That was one thing. And I think later on, of course, his daughter, we know, married an Iranian tied to the Iranian regime. What else can you tell us on the in-between years of these bookends?
Well, I mean, all the things that you just pointed out, of course, were very much correct. After he came into the Senate, one of the first things he did in 1985, that he traveled to Nicaragua and he cozied up to then-President Daniel Ortega, a far left-wing Sandinista who had at that time very strong ties to Cuba and the Soviet Union. And they had been accused on their own right of human rights abuses, but these were the guys he was cozying up to. And then again in 2005, he surfaced with his old, same old theme that he's always had, and that is slandering American troops. That's one of his favorite things to do, it would seem. And in 2005, he claimed that the U.S. forces were terrorizing the Iraqi people. And in fact, he told Bob Schaefer on Face the Nation, he said, look, he said, there's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night, terrorizing kids and children, you know, women. I mean, this is just outrageous slander against our good military. And it just, in my opinion, of course, it's just, I think it's unforgivable. In fact, in 2006, at a Democratic campaign rally in California, he told a group of college students, you know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. I mean, boy, that way
tells
you where this guy's coming from.
What about as Secretary of State? He was Obama administration, one of the most hostile to the state of Israel, U.S. ally, only democracy in the region that has supported American defense initiatives for many years. What was his role in the Obama administration vis-a-vis Israel and their conflict with Hamas as well as Hezbollah?
Yeah, well, of course, see, he has Jerusalem Post recently had a piece in which he was accused Kerry of having an acrid and obsessive place in his heart for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as Israel itself. And Kerry is one of those guys, he said he's actually blamed Israel, you know, for the rise of the Islamic State. And he even went on to say the Islamic State's ideology has nothing to do with Islam. Of course, we all know it has everything to do with Islam. The Jerusalem Post also reported that Kerry earlier this year met in London with a very close associate of the Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas. And the name of this guy is Hussein Agha. And he met for him with a long conversation. And Kerry told treasonous than that.
Right. Well, the radical left has always been very hostile toward Israel. Israel being a national state with strong borders, strong defense, and Western values, this has always been something that the left has been hostile and unhappy about. So it's no surprise that being anti-Israel was part of Kerry's makeup, as well as being anti-American all these years, someone who almost became president, don't forget. I'm going to come back in 3 minutes. Keep your calls coming in. It's 1-877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to cover the Ted Cruz Beto O'Rourke race in Texas, and more to come on the Alex Jones Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert coming to you from the People's Republic of California. We're going to talk about now one of my favorite U.S. senators, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is considered to be in some trouble in Texas. There is a lot of enthusiasm for one Beto O'Rourke, an Irish-descended guy with a Hispanic name. And Trump has agreed to go to Texas to do a big rally in October to bail him out, hopefully. Let's take a look at a video talking about a recent poll, what's going on in Texas with Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. Let's take a look.
Well, the Senate race in Texas is gaining national attention ahead of November's midterms, and one poll is giving an edge to the Democrats. A recent Ipsos Reuters poll gives Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke a two-point advantage over Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
President Trump has said he plans to hold a major rally for Cruz in Texas in October. Alana Rocha is a multimedia reporter for the Texas Tribune. She joins us now from Austin, Texas. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Alana, Texas is a reliably red state, although it's sort of been inching towards purple, according to some polls.
You get the idea that the news is covering a lot of polls that show it even or Cruz even behind in a red state. So, look, Cruz's opponent is a lightweight. This guy worked as an internet provider for 10 years, like customer service. He ran for El Paso City Council. I think he was in a band. Nothing wrong with that. But then he ran for Congress as a Democrat, of course. He never did anything in his whole life. He's a lightweight. Of course, Ted Cruz, a lot of experience, you know, Solicitor General of Texas, argued before the Supreme Court, deep knowledge of the Constitution and the law. The problem with Ted, if you say, what's wrong with Ted Cruz? Ted's problem is he's not living up to his standard of excitement that he brought in the past. He was exciting when he was a man on a mission. When he comes in with this kind of a boring approach, he says things like, when there's extreme hatred on the left, don't respond in kind. Have fun. Be a warrior. So Ted used to be the guy that would be bold and get in your face and stand up to Obama. First guy to stand up to Obama, shut down the government over Obamacare. 100% support for Ted Cruz. People remember even this one. He read Cicero on the Senate floor. Let's remind ourselves how much and why people love Ted Cruz with the Cicero video.
The words of Cicero, powerfully relevant, 2,077 years later. When, President Obama, do you mean to cease abusing our patients? How long is that madness of yours still to mock us? When is there to be an end to that unbridled audacity of yours, swaggering about as it does now? Do not the nightly guards placed on the border, do not the watches posted throughout the city, does not the alarm of the people and the union of all good men and women, does not the precaution taken of assembly...
Okay, let me break in here. This is the kind of thing that Ted did back in 2010, 11, 12, you know, I'm sorry, 2012, 13, 14. He was the bold leader, and people loved him. In this campaign, Cruz is not giving anyone any particular reason to go out and vote for Cruz, other than the fear of the negative. He tried that in the presidential campaign. He would say, if you vote for Donald Trump, it's a vote for Hillary. So now he's saying, well, vote for me so I can continue the Trump agenda. It's not really a mission. And Ted has to have a mission. And the reason for that is he's not a very personable person. He doesn't have the personability of most politicians. People misunderstand him in that way. He's not a natural politician. It's very hard for him. People mistakenly think this might be because Cruz is aloof or he's arrogant, but that's not true. Ted is just extremely shy. He's a very shy person. He doesn't warm up to people easily. Now, he's in politics for the principles, upholding the Constitution, all the right reasons. He's not there to schmooze, and he's not there to make friends. So Ted doesn't really have the personality or even the looks to get people to want to run out and vote for him. He has to have a mission. And he's repeating the same mistake of his presidential campaign where he didn't have a mission. He just said, well, I'm Ted Cruz, you know, go out and vote for me. Even though he was the outsider candidate, he was the guy that was going to drain the swamp. But when the election campaign started, he hired a very establishment campaign team. He had an establishment campaign strategy, have a chairman in every state, a chairman in every county, go through the motions of fundraising. But he was fundraising with no mission, with no message. And he's got the exact same team now in Texas. He's doing the exact same mistakes where he's just running around raising money and giving a standard stump speech with no mission. Ted Cruz has to have a mission, a special agenda to get people motivated because he's not a natural politician that you're going to run and vote for. That's what happened in the presidential campaign. Donald Trump came along and said, okay, Ted, if you don't want to be Ted Cruz, you don't want to be that outsider guy that you've been talking about, I'll be Ted Cruz. And now Trump won as the Ted Cruz candidate, the drain the swamp guy. Let's look at my clip from Art of the Insult, and you'll see how the clash went down between Trump and Ted Cruz. A clip from Art of the Insult.
The media would love to see Donald and me get in a giant food fight. I'm certainly not going to engage in that. I hope Donald won't either.
Trump retweeted this image. Cruz's wife in an unflattering pose next to Melania Trump.
When I saw somebody tweeted a picture of Melania and a picture of Heidi
with the caption, no need to spill the beans, the images are worth a thousand words.
An enraged Ted Cruz looking right into our camera to deliver this message to Donald Trump.
Donald, you're a sniveling coward and leave Heidi the hell alone.
I have to tell you, I think Heidi Cruz is a great person. I think it's the best thing he's got going and his kids, if you want to know the truth.
Leave Heidi the hell alone.
So will you support him as the nominee?
I'm going to beat him.
He was asked today about a National Enquirer story claiming he has had five mistresses.
This National Enquirer story is garbage. It is complete and utter lies.
And it is a smear that has come from Donald Trump and his henchmen.
It is a story that quoted one source on the record, Roger Stone. Donald Trump's chief political advisor.
Let me break in here. So you get the idea. When it came to a clash between Trump and Ted Cruz, Trump clearly won. Ted became unnerved. He in principle, he didn't want to fight back. He said, I don't want to go there. I don't want to have a food fight. And, you know, Trump attacked him on all kind of areas, and Ted just kind of melted down as Trump, you know, made the point. Ted needs to rally. He needs to come up with a mission. He needs to explain why he can be the leader of this mission to preserve the Constitution, the defender of liberty again. Without that, I don't think the Texans are going to be so motivated to give Ted another 6 years in office. We're going to see Donald Trump go down and to Texas to a big rally, and hopefully we'll see if Ted, one of my favorite senators, he's the real deal. He believes in the Constitution. He believes in America. And but he's not a marketing guy. And he needs to follow his instincts. Trump followed his instincts, and Ted did not. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the socialism deniers in the next segment, 877-789-ALEX.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert guest hosting from the People's Republic of California, right from the left coast. We'll be taking calls next couple segments, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Now, we've all heard of climate deniers, and the Democrats like to call everybody deniers that doesn't believe in their view of the world. I have come up with a new term. I call it socialism deniers. The Democrat Party is now an open, radical socialist party, and Trump is letting them know, we saw even in the rally last night in Las Vegas, that they're looking to bring socialism, Venezuela-style and worse, to America. Let's look at a clip of Trump at the UN talking about socialism in Venezuela.
The problem in Venezuela is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that socialism has been faithfully implemented.
Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves, yet shortages of basic necessities like toilet paper and medicine abound. Citizens queue up for food at bare-shelled grocery stores, others pick through trash.
Okay, look, socialism means the things that Bernie Sanders campaigned on, breaking up American business, putting the government in control, breaking up the banking and pharmaceutical industries, agriculture. It's all about nationalization. The government takes over everything. The Department of Pharmacy, the Department of High Tech. And government officials are very inefficient. They're not very skilled. So you put state bureaucrats in charge of all these great businesses, and the entire country becomes one big failing socialist enterprise. But people still go to Bernie Sanders rallies and they clap, even though they have no idea what he's talking about. Let's look at a quick clip of Bernie and his socialism from the 2016 campaign.
If Wall Street does not end its greed, we will end it for them. Not only will big banks not be too big to fail, but big-time bankers will not be too big to jail.
All right, this is communism. They put the bourgeois or the entrepreneurs in jail because they're evil, and the government takes over all the industries. And then all the industries fail and everyone starves. I visited Russia when I was a student in 1984, the height of the Cold War. Andropov was prime minister of Russia. And I visited many of the refuseniks, the people who were applying to leave Russia. And I'll tell you a conversation I had that explains everything you'll ever need to understand about socialism. I asked one of these guys, I asked him where he worked. He said, well, I work in a factory. I said, what do they make? He said, nothing. I said, well, how's that possible? He said, in communism, you don't work 8 hours a day. You just have to be at work 8 hours a day. And I said, well, why don't they fire you? He said, well, the manager is drunk and he doesn't work either. And I said, but don't you need to earn money? He said, why should I bother earning money? Have you ever been to any stores in Moscow? I said, yes, I have. And they're empty. He said, that's right. There's nothing to buy, so why should I work? So that's the story of socialism. It's depression, alcoholism, starvation. That's what they did in Venezuela. They nationalized everything, oil, agriculture, finance, telecommunications, food. Everything's going out of business. The history of socialism, progressivism in the 20th century is that they murdered 150 million of their own citizens in peacetime to try to force them into this idea of this utopian world where the government controls everything and everyone is so happy. I'll play a clip from my other film in the InfoWars store, There's No Place Like Utopia, talking about the communist ideology and what really goes down. Let's play that clip.
In Cambodia, the communists killed everyone who had glasses, because if you had glasses, you could read. You were educated. You have to do something with the people who have the bad knowledge in their head. So we're going to start with a clean slate and just create new human beings. It's a very evil idea.
In the South, there are still generations of people, and they just have to die. They just have to die.
The most evil atrocities of our time have been committed by utopians in power. They think that they are the divinity. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why they kill so many people.
All right, so look, today's Democrat Party has adopted this agenda. They're denying, they're in denial that it's 100 years of complete failure. So I call these Democrats today the socialism deniers. Let's take a look at the socialism deniers. Bernie Sanders, he's a big socialism denier, but he's managed to get the rest of the Democrat Party to go along with his socialism. Let's put up the photo of Bernie Sanders, the denier. Next one, of course, Hillary Clinton, socialism denier. Let's put up all those photos of the deniers. Barack Obama, socialism denier. There's Hillary. There's Obama. Cory Booker, I'm just going to read them off, socialism denier. Kamala Harris, right here from California, she's on the list, socialism denier. Progressive socialists, they're all in denial. They won't tell you the truth about socialism. They deny the reality. Now they've got the new ones, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's in there. There's a socialism denier. We've got Andrew Gillum in Florida, socialism denier. And this is a technique that the left has been using since the 1930s. People have seen my film, Dreams to My Real Father. And Obama's real father, real dad, the man who raised him, of course, Frank Marshall Davis, the Russian agent who raised him, was recruited by white communists in Chicago to try to trick black people into joining the communist movement. Now, they wanted no part of it because blacks were religious people in Chicago. They believed in love thy neighbor. They weren't interested in class warfare or atheism. So they sent Frank Marshall Davis out to Hawaii to try to start a strike to take over the island because they wanted to remove U.S. naval forces from Hawaii. He started a strike that eventually failed. And in my film, I think I made an argument or the mountain of evidence that that's Obama's real dad, and that Obama then followed in his father's footsteps back to Chicago, where white communist Bill Ayers, former Weather Underground terrorist, had his father bring Obama to Chicago, where he became a community agitator. They use the word organizer as a nice way of saying it. And Obama's job was to infiltrate the black church groups because they thought if they had a front man who was black, they could convince minorities to join the socialist movement, even though it was completely against their own interests. Even the black community in Chicago were no fools. They rejected Obama. He was thought of as a phony, as a radical supported by communists. It was only when he put his presidential campaign together that he was able to present his story of my father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring us all together and so on and so on. But it was a stealth socialism. It was a socialism where he pretended to be middle of the road. I'm going to cut the deficit in half. I'm going to support the Constitution. We're going to enforce our border laws. And as soon as he got into office, of course, he threw the voters under the bus and pursued this radical agenda that nobody voted for. 8 years later, the Democrat Party is an open socialist party, but they are denying the reality of socialism. That's why I call all of these, let's put their pictures up again, the socialism deniers. It's going to be Hillary Clinton, denier. Barack Obama, of course, denier. Cory Booker, socialism denier. Kamala Harris, socialism denier. These are the deniers of the reality. And now they've recruited these minorities like Ocasio-Cortez, Gillum. These people are trying to manipulate people of the same race or identity into voting for this cause, and they're all put there by white socialists and communists. We'll be right back taking phone calls for the rest of the hour. Come on back after the break.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert coming to you from the People's Republic of California, guest hosting this hour. We've covered quite a bit. We've talked about John Kerry, the traitor for the ages, negotiating with the Iranians behind the back of the Trump administration. We've talked about Ted Cruz and the problems he's having in Texas with Beto O'Rourke, because Ted has not defined a mission as to why he should go to the Senate again. Hopefully Trump will bail him out. And I've talked about the socialism deniers, how the Democrat Party today is full-blown radical socialist, and they're denying the reality of the misery of socialism. All those illegal immigrants come from mostly socialist countries that are trying to get away from socialism. And the Democrats are wanting him more of the same, as well as the rest of us. We're going to take calls the rest of the hour. Let's go to Craig in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, yes. Hi. I wanted to say, first off, it's an absolute honor to talk to you, Joel. I'm
nice.
A long-time listener of the program. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. What's on your mind? Lay it on us.
Yeah, I have a very, very quick and easy, I call it my 5-point plan for success for us to win this November. One, infrastructure is so sorely needed. It has to be big. It has to be bold. Bye, thank you. And we got to get it going. I believe if the president pushed for it, the Congress forced it through, the Senate, I believe, you got that, plus Kavanaugh.
Okay, I'm going to give you only one because we're limited on time. That's a great idea. Thanks for the call that, Trump pushed for the agenda to rebuild America. Why spend trillions in the Middle East for achieving nothing? Why can't we give a trillion to Detroit or Chicago or rebuild our roads? I think he's made some progress on it, and it's definitely part of a winning formula. Thank you. Let's go to... I'm going to go to Ethan. Ethan in Kansas. Go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, nice to talk to you, Joel. A couple things on my mind. First thing is people need to stop feeling like we need to wait for someone to take action to make the change that we want to see. You know, the time is now, and it really does. It feels good to be involved. It's empowering to be active. And, you know, we've been out recently doing some protests over the interstate bridges and holding up signs and talking to people, doing interviews, you know, and that's what it's really all about, because I've been a long-time listener, and not only for the information, but you guys correctly identify the spiritual motivation of people that are trying to destroy this country and rule the most intimate aspect of our lives as being, you know, leaning towards Satanism as far as the upper echelon of the control grid goes. And we know that we're right. You know, we know that we have God on our side, that we are standing for truth and justice and reality. So quit relying on other people to go out there and do it for you. We need to get involved. We need to
okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Look, it's a good point. These are interesting times, and you hear Obama running around, Michelle Obama filling stadiums. You got to be involved. You got to vote. Well, that's certainly true for everybody, especially conservatives. If we come out and vote, we have the ability to do things ourselves. If you don't go out and vote, the radical left is busy registering everybody, including illegals who can vote by mail, and there's no way to track them. Voter fraud is going to be huge in this election, as it is every election. People have no idea how bad it is, but that's, you know, that's for another show. Again, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789. Alex, I'm going to go to Benny in Texas. Benny, you're on the Alex Jones Show. First of all, tell me, from what you know, what's the mood and the feeling about the Senate race in Texas between O'Rourke and Cruz?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Joe? Mr. Joe Gilbert, it's good to be on with you. I listen to you every time you get on with Alex Jones and everything. I like your video from The Art of the Insult, Donald Trump. And but, yeah, other than that,
thanks. Well, you live in Texas. What are you hearing and what are you feeling about the mood? Do people want to send Ted Cruz back to Washington, or has he lost the edge? What do you think?
Well, see, I live in El Paso, Texas, actually, and you know what? I'm a truck driver, and I don't get much of the you know, local news. But when I do, it's not looking too good for Ted Cruz, because I mean, well, you know, it's El Paso for you, but
okay, well. All right, and then what do you want Trump to do in terms of the deep state? What's happening right now?
Yeah, see, you know, I'm hoping Trump can do something about, you know, going, you know, like, you know, indicting the people that he has to indict. You know, I don't know what's taking him so long. I mean, I do hear, you know, Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and everybody else, Rob Dew and everybody else, you know, talk about that, you know, it has, you know, it takes time. You know, he needs to get the people in place to, you know, to get a good thorough investigation going. But I mean, sometimes, I mean, you gotta think and wonder if this is happening like, you know, like biblical proportions to like where it, you know, sometimes you want to think that Donald Trump may be the biggest, you know, like, how do you call it? Like, you know, the Antichrist, the biggest deception. But, you know, I'm still believing that he is not, you know, that he's still the real
thanks
deal.
Thanks for the call. Look, it's definitely a somewhat of a frustration and a mystery. Donald Trump built a career on you're fired, and he just doesn't seem to want to pull the trigger on all these clearly conflicted bad actors, the bias, the deception. Bruce Orr, I went to high school with Bruce Orr. I've known Bruce Orr since I was 6 years old. And he should have been fired a long time ago. Now, I can tell you about Bruce Orr that he actually is a very honest person. And I think everything Bruce Orr did was probably at the direction of his wife, Nellie Orr, who was a red diaper baby. Her mother was a communist supporter. She went to Russia, studied Russian, became heavily involved with the whole Russian collectivization, writing about it. So I think Bruce got in way over his head, but he should have been fired along with everybody else, and Trump seems to be holding back. That's the one thing that conservatives are just super frustrated. Why can't this guy pull the trigger already? Let's go ahead to Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly from the People's Republic, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I'm used to having about 40 seconds, so I'll make it quick. I'm thanking you for pointing out the issues with John Kerry. And I started faxing Congress a couple years ago about violations of the Logan Act, and that's 18 United States Code, annotated Section 953 for those interested. And the socialism deniers, Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris, are also bar attorneys. And that's the one thing that I'm grateful for, is that Donald Trump is not a bar attorney. And I think Ted Cruz needs to read The Art of the Deal and get it straightened out. And thank you for your work.
All right, Dr. Kelly, thanks for all your comments. Look, we've been through it on this show. Ted Cruz is just going through the motions, fundraising, giving a standard speech. He doesn't have the personality or the looks to be someone that you just say, wow, this guy, I really want to send him to Washington again. He's just kind of hanging on like he did in the presidential race. He needs to find a message and an agenda to justify why he needs to go back to Washington. Hopefully Trump will straighten him out when he shows up. Let's go to Raphael in the Bronx. Bronx, New York. Raphael, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, how you doing? I just want to say, first of all, thank you, because you guys have made such a big impact. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm calling from the Bronx. I just want to let Donald Trump know that he has a huge Latin support. I want him to know that. And I feel that he should get more bolder. You know, there's so many people out here ready to take the streets. As far as, you know, the same way that they're doing a peaceful protest, he should lead us and know that the support is definitely there. We're waiting for him to just push that button and tell people to go out there, because we're ready. He has a huge support, and I just want him to know that we have his back, and we're not giving
up. Okay, why? Tell me, Raphael, why does he have that big support in the Hispanic community? Why?
Because people need to realize that the Latin community has always been conservative. They've been, people have been, you know, brainwashed to think that we're just supporting this system of welfare, and that's not true. I'm a working class Puerto Rican male from New York, and I come from a conservative family. And when we look down at it, yes, we've been forced to vote Democratic, but you know, when you really look down at it, you know, we have Republican views. And you need to support. I'm a Republican now. I'm a Republican, registered Republican in New York State. And there's so many.
Okay, Raphael, look, these are great points. Thanks for the call. We're just ending our hour. Thank you for the call. A lot of support among Hispanics, traditional conservatives. Blacks are traditional conservatives. They're all starting to get it now. Thanks for being here on the Alex Jones Show. I'll see you next week.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.